Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, first of all, I have some problem with the question as they are formulated, in the sense that the first questions put a strong emphasis on legal barriers, and I wonder if it's the right angle. And the second question about the status quo, I had the impression that in our first meeting in May, it was very clear that the status quo is not an option, and that, by the way, all states around the table in every region of the world are committed in doing things at their level with their means, and this is quite a positive lesson to draw from our first meeting. Personally, when I look at the landscape of those initiatives which I take, I have the impression that the problem is the fragmentation, the duplication, the fact also that there are many initiatives, but to a certain extent, this is a juxtaposition of individual initiatives. So for me, and as many delegations have expressed it, I think in one way or another, what is important is coordination. Well, regarding coordination, I would say that at this stage we are quite open regarding the way this coordination could be done. We have heard about the GPML. The EU as such is not participating to it, but we are interested in knowing more. When we looked at the website in the preparation of different meetings we had, and we have not found enough concrete information, but we have discussed with some of our member states who are part of it, and we would like to discuss with others to understand better how it works, so we could be ready to look at it. But in addition to coordination, I think it's important to steer the efforts in the right direction, taking, of course, into account the national, regional, and local realities. I would say, I understand, for instance, there was an intervention of the industry mentioning their readiness to intervene on waste management, infrastructure. This is important. But we also identify a lack regarding the prevention side. And I think it's Togo which mentioned packaging. I would say that the industry has a role to play also in the collection of plastics, in recycling it, in the creation of market for reusing plastic. So there is a much more important involvement, I think, for the industry to do. And I think in some part of the world, this involvement is concrete and exists, but we should go farther. So, indeed, I think this coordination, steering the efforts, and does it require a specific structure? Probably. At least we need to look at it. We need also to build on what exists, and there we fully agree. We do not change this. I think there is a lot of good work which is ongoing. We have seen it in the side even this morning. There are calls to which certain organizations have responded. I'm thinking about the IMO and its action plan on sea-based sources of plastic. I'm thinking about the Basel Convention and all the good work which is done in that framework. But there are certain other organizations which are slower probably to react. I mentioned yesterday the importance of Regional Seas Convention, and the importance to have action plans in all of them for marine litter, and to push for having them enforced. So this is also an important dimension. But still, I do believe that we need some more coordination at global level. We need to steer the process, and we need to pay more attention on the prevention pillar. Thank you.